Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today we have a juicy topic on our hands and it's all about lower ticket offers. Honestly, I feel like lower ticket offers, and let's just say it as it is, often just cheap offers, very low ticket offers, $7, $12, $21, often they get a bad reputation. And in the online world, there's this never-ending discussion of whether or not it's easier to sell lower ticket or higher ticket. Will you actually profit more? And in general, will you build a more sustainable business with one or the other? Should you start with low ticket and then go to the high end? Or should you do the high end and then maybe add the low ticket? There are like so many different considerations, right? And today I want to add a bit of a new perspective to this good old question. Do lower ticket offers sell more easily than high ticket? And which type of an offer will have the highest profitability? So let's talk all about that. I have to say right off the bat, my general opinion is that both low and high ticket offers can and should be a part of your offer suite. They can definitely coexist in your offers, and there will always be a different type of audience that will be attracted by different type of offers, right? It's important that, for example, your fresh-in audience, those who don't really know you, who just found you on Instagram, that they have an option to buy something lower ticket without worrying about their investment. This is how they can explore what your offers are all about, what you're all about, right? And on the other hand, those who want to take big decisions, want to take that leap of faith and really like dive in on bigger programs, bigger offers, they can do that as well if you are providing that opportunity, right? At the same time, if you feel like you have to choose and you're just struggling to understand where do you see yourself in this whole ordeal, remember that you don't really have to choose, okay? Both of these offers can exist. There will always be audience for one and the other. And there's a way to build your offer suite in a way that really just all of these different types of offers can coexist. But I also want to say that you don't have to overwhelm yourself. You don't have to build a bajillion offers for your offers to sell, okay? Yes, we want to be thinking about funnels. We want to be thinking about optimizing your customer journey. So initially, that might be a lower ticket sale or a free offer. Then as they enroll in this free offer, you might be upselling them something else. You might be giving them another opportunity to learn from you. And then in your mailing list, over time, you're inviting them to take that next level step, right? So you're building that trust. And then later down the line, they will be more confident in that purchase. Like, for example, a group coaching program or a mastermind or mentorship, whatever it is that you might be offering, right? So this is kind of a typical funnel, and it might feel like there are just so many different offers you have to think about, right? But you don't need to have them all. You really just don't need to. Okay, that is my point. If you want to create different offers at different price points, go for it. Funnels are great. I'm all about funnels. But at the same time, don't overwhelm yourself and don't overthink it. Okay. But this specific episode, again, I just want to circle back to my point, is all about lower ticket offers. So talking about the same funnels, lower ticket offers definitely can have an important role in your customer journey. Lower ticket, again, like let's say $7 or $20. This is the type of an entry point for your audience before they get to know you, right? And while these $7 or $20 might not make big of a difference in your bank, they will accumulate into more sales over time. The idea, especially when it comes to funnels, is that these low ticket offers, they don't generate profit per se, but they do build trust. And then later, this one person that now enrolled in the $7 offer, later they will buy other products and enroll in other offers. You don't have to make them dependent on other offers, okay? This is not the baseline of this idea. You don't have to make sure that, like, you know, they can't really move forward unless they take that next step. That is not how we roll. We want to make sure that each product can stand on its own and you don't, like, push them into that next sale. At the same time, just naturally, they have started learning something and they're, like, interested in the topic, right? Naturally, the next step will be to take that next level program or next level offer, right? Maybe you're just with this $7 product, you're giving them some general insights or the first steps. Then you have the next level product, which is like $99, where they get like more insights, more in-depth information. Maybe it's like a template package they buy or anything else that also helps them in this journey. And then let's say 6 months in, as they're already in it, they're working through all the things, then you come in with like this mentorship offer or one-on-one or a coaching program, right? And they already know you, they have already gotten to know your teaching style, they have already done the work, they're already like in the space where it just makes sense, right? And honestly, I'm explaining this not to over focus on the funnels, because again, this is not actually the topic of this episode, but I think it's just important to understand that we're thinking about that journey as a long-term journey in a way that you do want to support your students, right? So it's not so much about making sure that they spend the most within the first month. Instead, it's making sure that you can support them every step along the way. Anyhow, back to the point we go, and let's talk about a lower ticket product and why I personally love them. So the actual key topic of this episode is all about how lower ticket products can feed your ego. The thing is that lower ticket sales are easier to make. We can argue about this upside down, but it will always be simpler to make the decision to invest like $33 versus $300, right? It will always be easier to invest $300 versus $3,000, right? And yes, again, like the whole discussion, we can talk about how like those who are ready to invest, it will not matter as much. And those who are ready to make big moves and big steps, they will be ready to invest whatever is the amount and so on. Yes, but at the end of the day, when we look at that amount of money, it is a simpler decision to pay somebody $7, especially if I don't know the person. I can send the $7 and, you know, if it's a lost cause, it's a lost cause. But I don't really have the same mindset if we're talking about hundreds of or thousands of dollars. And really, when it comes to lower ticket offers, one of the key things to consider is the value of the offer. You want to make sure that the value of the offer is aligned with the price. You don't have to put in everything you know in a $7 product, right? You don't have to provide group coaching for like $100. You want to make sure that whatever is the price point, that it actually just makes sense for the content you are providing. Because that misalignment where people like talk about, oh, the low ticket, you know, you're selling all your courses for $20, you shouldn't be doing that. I totally agree, like it doesn't make sense. But if you have like this starter course or like this 5-step guide and you're selling that for $20, it makes sense. But it doesn't mean that now all your offers have to be like below 100, right? If there's a more immersive experience, if there's like that next level offer, it can always be higher. So this is where you want to really leverage the value you're giving with that actual price point. But again, back to the ego story we go. So lower ticket offer just provides easier sales. It's a simple math, right? And easier sales will also mean more regular sales and sooner sales. So especially if you're just getting started, you're just exploring the world of digital products, and now you're thinking, should your product be like $20 or $200? The fact is that you will be able to make sales easier and faster and sooner, like start actually seeing those first sales sooner if it's lower ticket, especially again, if the value is aligned, right? You don't have to push in everything you know in these $20, but it can be well-aligned offer for $20 and it will be a lot easier to see those first sales coming in. The thing about online business is that it's often not the money that we actually crave, the money that we need. And yes, of course, we want to get the most profit, right? But more often than that, especially in those early stages, it's important to get to the point of safety and consistency. You want to actually prove yourself that whatever it is that you have created can be sold. And if you create a product that is a bigger product, bigger offer, it's like 200 or 2000, and you have never actually seen one sale coming in, it will be an uphill battle. And of course, yes, it depends on many different things. There isn't just like one path, right? And there can be many different scenarios, but in general, it will be harder to get to the point of you actually seeing those sales, right? So it can be healthy. It can be healthy for your own well-being to start with a smaller product, to start with lower ticket, because then you will actually see those sales coming in. It will give you that proof of concept, not in some kind of a mysterious way that it may or may not happen, but you will actually be seeing those notifications that everybody is talking about, and this will give you the boost to then create anything else. Honestly, like if you're seeing like a $33 sale few times per week, every time that notification comes in, you're elevated, like your vibe is elevated, you're more excited to sell, you're more excited to show up. It doesn't matter that it's $33, it doesn't matter that it's not thousands, just the fact that there's a new person on the other side of your offers that said, yes, I want this, and they enrolled in it, it just creates such a great feeling. This is why I'm talking about feeding your ego, because then when your ego is fed, like you are elevated, like your whole being is just a bit more excited to like keep going. At the same time, let's say you have created a course that is like $900 and you have just launched it. Maybe it didn't go as well. Maybe nobody bought, so you keep selling it, but you're not seeing those regular sales. Even when the sale comes in and it's higher than $33, so you made more money, that waiting time itself, it just can be draining. It can be draining to like put yourself out there repeatedly and not see the results. Because again, especially if you're getting started, it will take some trial and error to get to the point of consistency, right? And lower ticket offers can actually help you to get there. My suggestion to you when it comes to lower ticket offers is, first of all, don't be afraid of them. Don't feel tied to them and see how lower ticket offers can fit within your bigger picture. There might come a time, like right now you're creating an offer that will be lower ticket, and then there might come a time when you reevaluate your positioning and you change some things up and you change the price, which is perfectly fine. But you shouldn't like avoid it as a plague. Like way too many creators have like this idea that they have to like start with high-end products and actually, you know, make those 2-3 thousand per product because that will keep them going. But that battle to actually get there, it really can be hard. Remember that your lower ticket, it doesn't have to be $7. Your lower ticket can be like anything more than that as well, right? It can still be lower ticket even when it's like $50, and it might feel better for you to be selling something at $50 than $7. And this is also an important aspect to keep in mind. You want to make sure that you feel good about the decision you have made. If you are creating an offer and you're putting that $7 price tag and you hate yourself for it, like, don't do that, okay? If there's a different price, if there's a different level you want to be playing at, you can definitely do that. Like, at the end of the day, you can do whatever you want to do. But when it comes to lower ticket offers, I just feel like they do have bad fame for no reason, while in reality, they can be a great support in your business. So If you do feel like you want to explore that path, and especially if you're thinking about creating funnels, then you will definitely want to explore how you can make that happen. I do have your first mini course workshop for you if you want to explore exactly how to create your own first mini course. And mini course generally will be lower priced. It doesn't have to be $7, but it could be anything above $50 and it will count as lower ticket offer. So you can definitely explore that if you want to understand exactly how to get that ball rolling. Other than that, we are done with this episode. And if you have any comments or questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it for me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.